You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm David Lazarus. Will Bensusan is an alternative hip-hop producer and DJ. Maybe you know him by his nom de club, The Gas Lamp Killer. Speed is particularly important to Will, and if you attend one of his gigs, you might notice that the beats of the music are frequently in sync with the beat of your heart. Coincidence? Uh-uh. Will explains.
I come in so quiet and so weird that you don't even know it's starting yet, and then I build up from 60 BPM to 100 BPM to 120 if I'm feeling really frisky, but a lot of people won't follow you all the way there. A healthy human heart beats between 60 and 120 beats per minute. So it's kind of ironic that all of the music in the world, besides car alarm sounding techno and dance music that sound like some kind of fire alarm going off in the building, which is higher BPMs, everything else, the best music, in my opinion, in the world is going from 60 to 120 BPMs. I sort my experience using the BPM, and I like to stop whatever party was happening before I showed up. I like to stop that party, and I like to start my own. Something slow around the 60 BPM range to kind of reset everyone. And then we slowly move up to 70, up to 75, up to 80, up to 85, up to 90, 90 to 100, even higher. The beats, the rhythms, not the rappers and the singers and the bands per se, more of the focused beats. That's what it is, the beat scene, you know? And the drums drive those beats. That's where the beats got their popularity. Sometimes, if I don't feel them coming back, then I'll change my mind and I'll drop a sound sample from tons of classic movie moments that really bring people back together when they don't know where they've gone. All of a sudden, I'll play this moment from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where he's quoting, "Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop to look around once in a while,
you could miss it.
And like just dropping that, it gave me goosebumps right now, just describing what it does to the people. I'm trying to keep the rhythm flowing. When people are connected with what I'm doing, it's like church for me. You know, everybody gets in sync with my rhythm. I've made quite a few songs. Some of those songs that I've made, written and produced on my own, have been picked up by Grand Theft Auto 5. A few other places have licensed my music, and I think a lot of DJs are pursuing that now because they're realizing that people get music for free. So you gotta find another way to make money in this business. Out of the blue, Apple Computers called me and said, "Hey man, do you have time for a chat?" I said, "Is this a hoax? Is this a prank? We would like you to be in our commercial to show off what the iPad can do." And I thought it was a joke. But that happened a few months ago. Hope should always stick with you because things do come of it. You know, it's not just that logical adult naysayer in your brain you should be listening to, because the child mind is right a lot.
Will's new album, The Gas Lamp Killer Experience, comes out April 28th.
We'll be right back.